2. The Senate. The Senate. 7. The Senate shall be composed of senators for each state, directly chosen by the people of the state, voting, until the Parliament otherwise provides, as one electorate. But until the Parliament of the Commonwealth otherwise provides, the Parliament of the State of Queensland, if that state be an original state, may make laws dividing the state into divisions and determining the number of senators to be chosen for each division, and in the absence of such provision, the state shall be one electorate. Until the Parliament otherwise provides, there shall be 6 senators for each original state. The Parliament may make laws increasing or diminishing the number of senators for each state, note 5, but so that equal representation of the several original states shall be maintained, and that no original state shall have less than 6 senators. The senators shall be chosen for a term of 6 years, and the names of the senators chosen for each state shall be certified by the Governor to the Governor-General. Qualification of electors. 8. The qualification of electors of senators shall be in each state that which is prescribed by this Constitution or by the Parliament as the qualification for electors of members of the House of Representatives. But in the choosing of senators, each elector shall vote only once. Method of election of senators. 9. The Parliament of the Commonwealth may make laws prescribing the method of choosing senators, but so that the method shall be uniform for all the states. Subject to any such law, the Parliament of each state may make laws, note 6, prescribing the method of choosing the senators for that state. Times and places. The Parliament of a state may make laws, note 6, for determining the times and places of elections of senators for the state. Application of state laws. 10. Until the Parliament otherwise provides, but subject to this Constitution, the laws in force in each state for the time being, relating to elections for the more numerous House of the Parliament of the state, shall, as nearly as practicable, apply to elections of senators for the state. Failure to choose senators. 11. The Senate may proceed to the dispatch of business, notwithstanding the failure of any state to provide for its representation in the Senate. Issue of writs. 12. The Governor of any state may cause writs to be issued for elections of senators for the state. In case of the dissolution of the Senate, the writs shall be issued within 10 days from the proclamation of such dissolution. Rotation of senators. 13. Note 7. As soon as may be after the Senate first meets, and after each first meeting of the Senate following a dissolution thereof, the Senate shall divide the senators chosen for each state into 2 classes, as nearly equal in number as practicable, and the places of the senators for the first class shall become vacant at the expiration of 3 years, and the places of those of the second class at the expiration of 6 years, from the beginning of their term of service. And afterwards, the places of senators shall become vacant at the expiration of 6 years from the beginning of their term of service. The election to fill vacant places shall be made within 1 year before the places are to become vacant. For the purposes of this section, the term of service of a senator shall be taken to begin on the first day of July following the day of his election, except in the cases of the first election and of the election next after any dissolution of the Senate, when it shall be taken to begin on the first day of July preceding the day of his election. Further provision for rotation. 14. Whenever the number of senators for a state is increased or diminished, the Parliament of the Commonwealth may make such provision for the vacating of the places of senators for the state as it deems necessary to maintain regularity in the rotation. Note 8. Casual vacancies. 15. Note 9. If the place of a senator becomes vacant before the expiration of his term of service, the Houses of Parliament of the state for which he was chosen, sitting and voting together, or if there is only one house of that Parliament, that house, shall choose a person to hold the place until the expiration of the term. But if the Parliament of the state is not in session when the vacancy is notified, the Governor of the state, with the advice of the Executive Council thereof, may appoint a person to hold the place until the expiration of 14 days from the beginning of the next session of the Parliament of the State or the expiration of the term, whichever first happens. Where a vacancy has at any time occurred in the place of a senator chosen by the people of a state, and at the time when he was chosen he was publicly recognised by a particular political party as being an endorsed candidate of that party, and publicly represented himself to be such a candidate, a person chosen or appointed under this section in consequence of that vacancy, or in consequence of that vacancy and a subsequent vacancy or vacancies, shall, unless there is no member of that party available to be chosen or appointed, be a member of that party. Where A, in accordance with the last preceding paragraph, a member of a particular political party, is chosen or appointed to hold the place of a senator whose place had become vacant, and B, before taking his seat he ceases to be a member of that party, otherwise than by reason of the party having ceased to exist, he shall be deemed not to have been so chosen or appointed, and the vacancy shall be again notified in accordance with Section 21 of this Constitution. The name of any senator chosen or appointed under this section shall be certified by the Governor of the State to the Governor-General. If the place of a senator chosen by the people of a state at the election of senators last held before the commencement of the Constitution alteration, Senate Casual Vacancies 1977, became vacant before that commencement, and at that commencement, no person chosen by the House or Houses of Parliament of the state, or appointed by the Governor of the state, in consequence of that vacancy, or in consequence of that vacancy and a subsequent vacancy or vacancies, held office, this section applies as if the place of the senator chosen by the people of the state had become vacant after that commencement. A senator holding office at the commencement of the Constitution alteration, Senate Casual Vacancies 1977, being a senator appointed by the governor of a state in consequence of a vacancy that had at any time occurred in the place of a senator chosen by the people of the state, shall be deemed to have been appointed to hold the place until the expiration of 14 days after the beginning of the next session of the Parliament of the State that commenced or commences after he was appointed, and further action under this section shall be taken as if the vacancy in the place of the senator chosen by the people of the state had occurred after that commencement. Subject to the next succeeding paragraph, a senator holding office at the commencement of the Constitution alteration, Senate Casual Vacancies 1977, who was chosen by the House or Houses of Parliament of a state in consequence of a vacancy that had at any time occurred in the place of a senator chosen by the people of the state, shall be deemed to have been chosen to hold office until the expiration of the term of service of the senator elected by the people of the state. If, at or before the commencement of the Constitution alteration, Senate Casual Vacancies 1977, a law to alter the Constitution entitled Constitution Alteration Simultaneous Elections 1977 came into operation, note 10, a senator holding office at the commencement of that law, who was chosen by the House or Houses of Parliament of a state, in consequence of a vacancy that had at any time occurred in the place of a senator chosen by the people of the state, shall be deemed to have been chosen to hold office, A, if the senator elected by the people of the state had a term of service expiring on the 30th day of June, 1978, until the expiration or dissolution of the first House of Representatives to expire or be dissolved after that law came into operation, or B, if the senator elected by the people of the state had a term of service expiring on the 30th day of June, 1981, until the expiration or dissolution of the second House of Representatives to expire or be dissolved after that law came into operation, or, if there is an earlier dissolution of the Senate, until that dissolution. Qualifications of Senator. 16. The qualifications of a Senator shall be the same as those of a member of the House of Representatives. Election of President. 17. The Senate shall, before proceeding to the dispatch of any other business, choose a senator to be the President of the Senate, and as often as the office of President becomes vacant, the Senate shall again choose a senator to be the President. The President shall cease to hold his office if he ceases to be a senator. He may be removed from office by a vote of the Senate, or he may resign his office or his seat by writing addressed to the Governor-General. absence of President. 18. Before or during any absence of the President, the Senate may choose a Senator to perform his duties in his absence. Resignation of Senator. 19. A Senator may, by writing, address to the President or to the Governor-General if there is no President, or if the President is absent from the Commonwealth, resign his place, which thereupon shall become vacant. Vacancy by absence. 20. The place of a Senator shall become vacant if for 2 consecutive months of any session of the Parliament, he, without the permission of the Senate, fails to attend the Senate. Vacancy to be notified. 21. Whenever a vacancy happens in the Senate, the President, or if there is no President, or if the President is absent from the Commonwealth, the Governor-General, shall notify the same to the Governor of the State in the representation of which the vacancy has happened. Quorum. 22. Until the Parliament otherwise provides, the presence of at least 1/3 of the whole number of the Senators shall be necessary to constitute a meeting of the Senate for the exercise of its powers. Voting in Senate. 23. Questions arising in the Senate shall be determined by a majority of votes, and each Senator shall have 1 vote. The President shall in all cases be entitled to a vote, and when the votes are equal, the question shall pass in the negative.